Yeah, I've been involved in the committee for the last 18 years now at this stage. Even going back 41 years, I was at the very first function that ever was held in the Donegal Sports Star Awards, but that's another story.
Somebody had you there as a young child, obviously looking after you.
Thanks very much, Miles. Yes, 41 years this is coming now. On the 27th of January 2017, we have our function in the Mount Errigal Hotel. And what we're really just looking at this stage for is nominations, which we really open them up tomorrow for all the different sports, all the different schools awards. They're all listed in the on the Donegal Sports Star Awards webpage. And all the different disciplines, and indeed other aspects of sport, or other aspects of people that have achieved, and people that have actually been involved for a personality award or a recognition award. We will take all sorts of nominations. We sit down then, as we say, and discuss and debate and spend three long nights at early January picking our winners. But that's what we do, and thankfully we've got a good committee. We have 15 on the committee this year, and it's always been a pleasure when we get to the end of January and see that function. We always have such a big crowd. Last year we had over 740 people at it, and you know, who's to say that this year isn't going to be any bigger? Or sorry, it was this year we had it, and next year might be bigger, as I say. So that's where we are with it. But what really we are mentioning today is the nominations. They can be sent to the secretary, Paul McDade at the Melton, and also they can be done online on the Donegal SportsStarAwards.com website.
Okay, and you can email them, I presume, as well.
Oh, absolutely, and email them to DonegalSportsStarAwards.ie. Yes.
And what do you need?
Info at DonegalSportsStarAwards.
What do you need to send in?
Well, what we need is we need a name, we need the sport they're involved in, we need their achievements, we need the reason why they've been nominated, and really that's about it. Some governing bodies in sport in Donegal submit their own names, nominations, as I say, different people like Clay Pigeon and Athletics and all that, they do their own awards, so they nominate the people that they're selecting every year themselves, and which makes our job a little bit easier as such, but at the same time we still we're willing to accept any nomination and compare it with all the others that we get in the different disciplines.
Okay, so
I think last year we had over 158 nominations, and we had over 34 awards at the function last year. Mm-hmm. And that's the type of stuff we have to deal with, as I say, but that's what we enjoy doing.
Well, just two things there. Say, let's say the Donegal Athletic County Board, and they nominated three people, and they decided that themselves. Could another athlete decide to send in their own application?
Yes, they could, yes, mm-hmm. But let's be fair that if the Donegal Athletic Board, or indeed the Donegal Boxing Board, or indeed the Clay Pigeon Association send in names, it would be, I'm sure those people would already be on that list.
Okay, right. I'm just thinking of maybe somebody that thought they were hard done by, so you'll accept them all, and then it's a matter of deciding.
Oh, accept them all, yes, absolutely. Yes.
Now, is pictorial or DVD footage required?
Yes, it's always very useful for us to have DVD footage, definitely, because we do that slideshow that goes on all night during the function, mm-hmm. Especially, and it's always useful for the promotional team when they're doing it, that they can have a photograph or indeed some action shots if possible for each event. A DVD covers a lot of stuff, and the pictorial stuff, yes, we can take the photograph, we can scan it and we can use it, and there's no problem whatsoever there either. So anything that's available and all the information that we can get, we scrutinize, we go through it. As I say, that's why we spend so long selecting the winners, but that's what we have to do. And that's the beauty about the awards. Everybody is honoured. We do minority sports, we do the big sports, we do other sports that maybe people never heard tell of at some stage in their life or other. So all sports, all aspects of sport is covered, and it's entirely up to the general public and the general sporting people in Donegal to get their nominations into us.
But it wouldn't rule you out for an award if you didn't have pictorial or DVD footage.
Absolutely not. Once we, if your name comes in and you're nominated, and we decide, or the committee decide, that you are the best person and you are the recipient of the award, we will very quickly get footage, because we have got quite a few people involved in PR that can get some footage and photographs and all. So it's not a major problem, but it's always helpful for us that we don't have to go looking for it, really. I suppose that's what I would really say about it, you know.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, and nominations have to be in by a certain date, I presume?
Yes, the primary schools and secondary school nominations have to be in by the 7th, Friday the...
Well, 25th of November, I'm reading
Friday.
Here.
Yeah, well, Friday the 18th is for the schools, and Friday the 25th is the closing date for the all the other adult competitions, all the other nominations and all that. Friday the 25th of November, and Friday the 18th of November for the schools awards.
Okay, for the
schools. So we start selecting, because we get quite a lot of nominations, rightly so. We get quite a lot of nominations from the schools, so we like to get them in a week early so we can start working a week earlier.
And maybe just clarify, what is the school term that's required?
The school term is from September of 2015 to June of 2016. That's the year under review, as we would say. So any awards that are given out, will, or any nominations that come in, all the information has to be in that 1 year from September to June. The school term, the school year. So it means that we're not some youngsters that may have actually left primary school in June and gone on to secondary school, they're still eligible for that award if they achieved it in the year 2015 to 2016.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, the people have been well warned, so they need to get the nominations in.
Yeah, the nominations are opening tomorrow by email, by web, or by post, as I say, to the hard copies to Paul McDade at Remelton, County Donegal, and the rest is on their Donegal SportsStar Awards.com website.